little late getting to the bottom of the hour news, but not as late as we used to be when I was a 10 to midnight guy. I'd be 10, 15, 20 minutes late sometimes, Tom. This isn't bad.
That's
this
true.
Is actually on time by late night standards.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is prime time now.
What brings you in?
Somebody's
sick.
Yeah,
huh?
Johnny's sick.
You know, I know this about strep throat. He hasn't come in Monday. This is Thursday. You take the antibiotics, and within 2 days, you feel fine. You have to still take them for 8 more days, but you feel fine.
Yeah, he gets that a lot.
Strep throat?
I don't know why. I don't know if it's because he has kids or if it's
it's because
he's out there singing in those smoky bars.
It's because he never takes them for 10 days. He never. As soon as he feels good, he chucks the bottle. He doesn't take them for the full 10 days. That's why this country is in the pickle it's in. Because over the years, people haven't taken their 10-day dose, and this thing has stayed in the body and mutated and then resisted the medication the next time. I think he's weakened his system. You know what he needs to do? He needs to eat some yogurt to replace this good bacteria he's losing with the medication. I wonder if we could call him and...
What's that stuff called?
Pro bono?
I don't know. It's
prophylactic? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Stuff that's in the yogurt.
Oh, prophylactics, yeah.
Yeah, that's stuff too.
Well, what you been doing? Have you been finding anything involving something that could alter the lives of our listeners based on some breaking report or
no? Just
run of the mill garden variety crap.
Yeah. Although Minneapolis residents are reminded to shovel their sidewalks, the snow.
that's what we're leading with.
That's what we're leading with. That's what we're leading with.
Shovel. Welcome to the Pixley
that's
News.
The
shovel that snow.
Shovel the snow. Because it's not to be piled into yards, or it is to be piled into yards and boulevards, not in the street. And if the city receives a complaint, crews will inspect the sidewalk and citations could be issued. So do your space management. St. Paul has declared a snow emergency that starts at 9 o'clock tonight.
Snow emergency. Snow emergency.
And as with Monday's snow emergency, all vehicles towed by the city will be impounded at 1129 Catherine Street, just south of the fairgrounds. Now, this includes all vehicles towed from south of I-94.
Now, if you've been towed from the odd side of the street, I think it's different. If you're towed from the even side of the street, it's at the old Water Street dump near Harriet Island.
You got me.
Okay.
I don't live down here.
Well, that's
all
right.
All right.
That's right.
Don't have to worry about that.
You don't have...
I'm on the boonies.
Plows where you're from.
No. Nope.
Where you live, they got to pipe in the sunshine.
Absolutely. Elsewhere, there was no bombing or firing from the air in today's big offensive in Iraq. Instead, the U.S. military says it used 50 helicopters to provide cover for American and Iraqi forces in an assault on insurgents. Operation Swarmer is said to have netted 41 people and a cache of heavy weapons. The White House says Iran threatens the U.S. and Iraq. A wide-ranging security report blames Tehran for equipping the insurgency and threatening democracy. It also says while diplomacy comes first, a strike-first policy is integral to protecting against enemies.
You're a Marine. If you were a betting Marine, when do you think we'd officially be at war with Iran? Well, if you had to throw out a month and year that will officially be at war with Iran.
I don't know if I want to take that bet.
We're officially at war with Iran January 2008, guaranteed. Hey, Tom, look who's here. Mr. Sicky Pants. John Haidt?
Yes. You guys got the whole story wrong.
Uh-oh.
Number one, I don't have strep.
What?
I don't have strep.
Oh, that's the report in the hallways here starting Monday. Everybody's been saying that.
I got a viral infection. If I had strep, I'd be back to work in 2 days.
Sure. Okay. See, that makes sense. What's the viral infection about?
Well, it's just the same kind of viral infection you always get, and I got a sore throat, and I had a fever until Wednesday.
No.
And body aches. And
you know,
so that's contagious until the fever goes away, which was yesterday. But now the boss won't let me come back, so...
Really? They're not letting you come back?
Not until Monday.
You know what I'd love to do? It's a little practical joke. It's a fun thing to do with your average family practitioner. You go in to see your doc, and you say, I got to get something for this. I'm just tired of waiting. And The doc will think for a while and then say, well, I could write you a prescription for some antibiotics. And then you can say, but this is a virus, right? So antibiotics wouldn't help for a virus. Well, you got a good point there.
Exactly.
I have seen that happen so many times. A guy's ready to write a prescription, and I say, now, that really doesn't work with a virus, does it? Well, no.
Well, my doctor told me that immediately, so.
He wanted to give you antibiotics?
No, he did not want
to. A lot of them want to.
No.
It's the damnedest thing. They're so used to giving out antibiotics, they just figure, it'll make you happy. And then you say, but it's a virus. Well, okay, I guess you're on to me there.
Well, see, I wish it had been strep, and then I could have taken the stuff, and in 2 days I'd have been back to work.
No,
I'd have felt better, too.
Tom says you're sick a lot.
I'm not sick a lot. I'm sick once a year.
No.
Tom, you lied about me.
Wait a minute.
Tom,
because you smoke, you're singing in those smoky bars all the time. That maybe that's why you're wearing your throat out all the time. I don't know.
So, John, you don't get strep throat a lot?
You know what, Tommy? I get strep like every year, and I miss 2 days from that. That's usually the only sick days I use all year.
And does your boy get it every year?
Generally, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now this year he hasn't had it, and I thought for sure this was strep. Mm-hmm. So when I went to the doctor and they said, no, it's a viral infection, I thought, huh?
Well, isn't that the same as, just having the flu? Isn't that what a viral infection is?
It's caused by the same thing that causes cold and that causes flu, you know.
Well, John, we don't have a big news department here.
I never get sick.
Tom, you don't?
I haven't had a cold since before my event over a year ago.
Well, I don't think that's the same as never getting sick.
Well,
okay, Tom?
Like colds and stuff. I just don't get them.
Except you had one a year ago.
No.
Oh.
About 2 years ago, maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, what I want to know, guys, is who do we have, say, if Tom, if you get sick? Our news department is Bob Berglund, Wildcat Fox, Tom Garrison, John Height, Soft Hands McQuaid, and that's it. That's our whole crew.
You know, this all worked out very well for Nancy, though, for Wildcat.
Oh, yeah. She's home every night. She's half in the bag by now. Well, she's probably down at the spot.
And she wanted tomorrow night off. St. Patty's Day.
Oh, of course.
So when the boss said, John, you can't come back till Monday, well, guess who has to work my shift tomorrow?
Is Garrison Irish?
No.
It's English?
I think so.
Yeah. And John Height is German?
Pure German.
Pure German. Wildcat, she's not Irish, is she?
But she loves to celebrate the St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, she just heard something about drinking and said, I'm whatever that is.
You said that, not me.
Johnny, you get well.
I'll be back Monday.
Okay.
All right, John.
Talk to you
later.
Boy, nice to know they're listening, but boy, did he get a little fired up when we mislabeled it as strep.
Yeah,
and of course, you're lying about him being sick all the time.
Well, I didn't mean to say it like that. It just seems like he's sick all the time.
I guess so.
Once every couple of years. All right. Okay, more and more American children are being given antipsychotic drugs for non-psychotic conditions.
See, they come in with a virus, and they walk out with antipsychotic drugs.
I had to come out with that. Yeah. Like attention deficit disorder, researchers at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital say the meds are being used in settings where doctors aren't even sure they work.
Hear that, kids? More antipsychotic drugs for the youngsters.
All right. Jason says wrap it up. Five Eyewitness News weather.
Why is he being that way?
Because, he's just one of those guys.
We need to relax more and quit worrying about things like brakes and
the
clock. I hate
the producer.
Clock.
He's the control guy. He's got to keep us in our place here. Five Eyewitness News weather for the Twin Cities tonight. Clearing and colder. An overnight low of 12. Tomorrow on Friday, mostly sunny and cool with a high near 30. Saturday, partly cloudy, a high near 30. Right now in the Twins, mostly cloudy, 33 degrees at the talk station, AM 1500 KSTP.